Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Business Secrets of the Trappist Monks is a Leadership and Management Book by entrepreneur and former corporate executive August Turok, published by Columbia Business School Publishing. It draws on Turok's long association with the Trappist community at Mepkin Abbey and combines those observations with examples from his business career. Its central purpose is to challenge the assumption that ethical commitments, spiritual discipline, and commercial effectiveness are competing priorities. Turok presents monastic practice as a durable organizational model in which service, trust, accountability, purposeful work, and personal transformation reinforce economic performance. The book is not a manual for importing religious observance into a conventional company. Rather, it interprets lessons from a monastic setting for secular leaders, entrepreneurs, and employees. Its approach is reflective as well as practical, linking organizational results to the character and motivations of people within an institution. Turok therefore places questions of meaning and authenticity alongside familiar business concerns such as productivity, leadership, culture, and long-term resilience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, service and selflessness are treated as operating principles. The book places service and selflessness at the center of its business argument. Turok contends that organizations perform more reliably when people understand work as a contribution to others rather than merely a route to personal advancement. This is not presented as passive kindness or disregard for financial discipline. Instead, service changes the priorities used in decisions. Customers, colleagues, communities, and the long-term health of the institution become legitimate concerns rather than obstacles to short-term gain. In this framework, profit remains necessary because it sustains the organization and its capacity to serve, but it is not the sole measure of purpose. The monastic example matters because it offers a long-standing tradition in which work is embedded in communal responsibility and ethical commitments. Turok argues that this orientation can reduce the internal rivalry and narrow self-interest that weaken collaboration. A leader who serves also gains credibility because authority is demonstrated through responsibility, not simply asserted through rank. The practical implication is that values must be visible in routine choices, including how people are treated, how commitments are honored, and how success is defined. Service becomes commercially relevant when it supports stronger relationships, better judgment, and an organization that people can trust. Secondly, trust functions as a form of organizational capital. Turok gives trust a concrete role in business rather than treating it as a vague cultural aspiration. Trust lowers the friction of collective work. People can share information more candidly, delegate with less defensive oversight, and make commitments without assuming that every interaction requires protection from opportunism. In contrast, organizations with weak trust often spend substantial energy on monitoring, internal politics, guarded communication, and repair after broken promises. The book connects trust to authenticity, meaning that an individual or institution acts consistently with its stated principles. Trustworthiness is consequently built over time through dependable behavior, candor, accountability, and willingness to place common purposes above ego or territorial control. The monastic setting supplies an example of a community in which mutual dependence makes character especially consequential. Turok uses this lesson to question leadership models based solely on charisma, incentives, or technical expertise. Those qualities can be useful, but they cannot substitute for credibility. For a secular organization, the relevant application is not imitation of monastery life. It is the creation of practices that make promises, responsibilities, and ethical standards clear and observable. Trust then becomes an economic asset because it improves cooperation and makes durable customer, employee, and partner relationships more likely. Thirdly, aiming past the target reframes excellence beyond minimum compliance. A recurring idea in the book is aiming past the target. The phrase captures a standard of work that exceeds narrow compliance with a job description, quota, or immediate transaction. Turok associates this approach with generosity, craftsmanship, and a willingness to contribute more than the minimum required when doing so serves a worthwhile purpose. Its value is not simply that employees should work longer or accept limitless demands. Rather, it challenges the assumption that performance is exhausted by measurable targets. Metrics are necessary, yet they can encourage a restricted mentality when people optimize only what is counted and ignore quality, relationships, learning, or downstream consequences. Aiming past the target asks what would genuinely improve the outcome for the recipient and for the organization as a whole. That question can produce better service, greater initiative, and stronger standards of execution. It also ties excellence to character. The person acts well even where a rule or incentive does not compel additional effort. Turok presents this as part of a culture rather than an isolated act of individual heroism. Leaders must model appreciation for thoughtful contribution and avoid systems that punish people for acting responsibly, beyond a narrow assignment. The principle therefore connects aspiration with disciplined attention to the real needs behind a stated task. Fourthly, focused work challenges distraction-driven notions of productivity. The monastic rhythm of prayer, work, and communal life provides Turok with a contrast to work cultures organized around constant interruption and visible busyness. He emphasizes concentrated engagement with a task, suggesting that fewer hours of serious, undivided attention can produce better results than long periods fragmented by distraction. The point is not a universal prescription for identical schedules. Modern roles differ in their need for collaboration, rapid response, and public interaction. Instead, the underlying lesson concerns the cost of switching attention repeatedly and mistaking activity for accomplishment. A work practice that protects concentration can improve quality, reduce avoidable errors, and make people more accountable for the work in front of them. The monastic model also gives work a moral dimension. Labor is not merely an instrument for personal status, but part of a shared discipline and contribution. This connection between inward attention and outward responsibility distinguishes the argument from conventional efficiency advice. Turok implies that productivity improves when individuals know why their work matters and can give it sustained care. For leaders, the application includes designing fewer unnecessary interruptions, clarifying priorities, and evaluating outcomes rather than rewarding perpetual availability. Focus is thus presented as a cultural choice supported by norms, not merely a private technique for time management. Lastly, personal transformation links leadership to meaning and vocation. Turok frames the search for meaningful work as a process of personal transformation rather than a simple change in employer, title, or income. Drawing on the language of a journey from self-centeredness towards service, the book suggests that external achievements alone cannot resolve a lack of purpose. This argument broadens the scope of leadership. A leader does not merely direct strategy or manage performance. A leader must examine the motives, attachments, and habits that shape decisions. The monastic influence is important here because disciplined reflection, humility, and commitment to a community create conditions for such examination. Turok does not claim that every business person must adopt a religious life. His broader claim is that institutions benefit when people treat development of character as inseparable from development of skill. Retreat, reflection, and honest feedback can help individuals identify whether their time and energy align with their professed values. The book also resists a purely individualistic interpretation of fulfillment. Meaning emerges through contribution and relationships, not only through private satisfaction. This makes the theme relevant to organizational design companies that offer a credible purpose and reinforce accountability may support deeper commitment than those relying exclusively on compensation or status. Transformation is therefore both an ethical concern and a practical basis for more authentic leadership. In conclusion, Business Secrets of the Trappist Monks will be most useful to executives, founders, managers, and professionals who are dissatisfied with the separation, often assumed between commercial performance and ethical purpose. It also suits readers of values-based leadership who want an applied organizational perspective, rather than a purely philosophical discussion. The practical benefit lies in its attention to cultural fundamentals, how trust is earned, how service can guide decisions, how concentrated work improves execution, and how leaders establish standards through their conduct. Its intellectual benefit is a challenge to the premise that strong values inevitably constrain competitive success. Turok argues instead that values can create the conditions for durable performance by strengthening commitment, cooperation, and credibility. What distinguishes the book from many business titles is its use of a Trappist monastic community as a serious source of management insight. It does not rest its case on a fashionable corporate slogan or a narrowly technical productivity system. The monastic lens allows Turok to connect workplace practices to deeper questions of vocation, selflessness, discipline, and personal change. At the same time, readers should regard the model as interpretive, rather than a template to copy exactly. Not every workplace can adopt monastic rhythms, and different roles require different forms of collaboration. Even so, the book offers a distinctive framework for adapting enduring ethical principles to secular organizations. Its lasting contribution is to make trust and service central business capabilities, rather than optional moral additions. If you would like to support August Turok, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.